Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
On Facebook, so there's always a time to catch up. Folks, what can I say? Probably the longest talk show on Ghana radio. Probably the longest talk show on Ghana radio. Week in, week out, we meet up here. And when we do, it's just that fine moment. The ideas that are shared, the wisdom that are poured, folks, the knowledge we experience is what has kept the show going for so long. And for that, I always say thank you. Our topic today, folks, sector by sector. Sector by sector. Now, what do I mean? Well, let's all gather and make truth good. Folks, this week and the past weeks has been very tense, probably turbulent politically. Issues upon issues. Sales of hotels, nomination of MPP running mate, the marginalization of Nkrumah. But rightfully so. If it concerns the people, then it must be dealt with. But usually when matters arise like this, you know, I get pushed or asked or, you know, people want to know, what's your comment? I mean, what's your opinion? And they want to deal with the subject on that's my opinion. What's your opinion on it? But sometimes, folks, I feel the matter has been dealt with from all angles. Or that maybe I have not read into the details, the nitty-gritty of the details. It's just what has been bundled on air. And, you know, it's very dangerous to just go on air and just, you know, base your show based on what people have said on air. You must see for yourself, you know, get the facts. Sometimes too, folks, just for peace to reign. But folks, while all this is good, I fear we may be repeating a legendary mistake. Folks, we may be repeating a legendary mistake. We give our power, folks, we give our power, our sovereignty, our country, to persons and hope that it will be well. We hand over all these crucial details and just hope that it will be well. And the very scary part is that, folks, like night will follow day and morning comes after, we seem to be left in the worst state all the time. And so we complain, oh, Kufuor Banye, Kufuor is no good. And then Mills, God bless you, oh, Mills Abanye, we're struggling. And every Christmas, you go to the shops and the market, and the market women are saying, oh, last Christmas was better than this Christmas. Enya crap. People are just roaming in the market, they're not buying. Now Hamas is not good. Then now it's a Akufo-Addo. Oh, it's a Akufo-Addo is not good. So folks, each time the country seems to sink a bit lower, from fuel, food, general access, cost of living, things get tighter. Duties at the port, exchange rates, the quantum of things that we import. But let me spare you on those details. Folks, if the trajectory continues that the next government is going to leave us in a worse state than they found it, then please, let's all go and order our coffins now. Then let's all just start ordering our coffins now. It's about 4 months and 3 weeks to elections. Now, I thought it was 6 months, Engineer Boachi says, who told you 6 months? 4 months and 3 weeks to election. And we are looking for a savior who at least, folks, at least will leave us where they found us. One that will leave us at least where they found us. Because if things should get any worse than this, if things get any worse than this, it will spell doom. People, businesses will not survive, cannot survive. Folks, we're just looking for one who would at least. So anyehu Ukrainian, maybe eweya unjaisa. Think about it, folks. More youth unemployment, more bad roads, more, you know, worse food in the schools than it is today, the city to fall any further. Folks, I'm saying let us take sector by sector. Let us diagnose it, lay it bare, and ask what plans they have for us. Let us demand what plans they have for us. Because if we follow the usual political way, we may miss the vital and crucial point and chase personalities and chase utterances and chase, you know, things. But the very reason for which we are going to vote, handing over your country for somebody to fix it, we cannot gloss over it. Today, I want us to look at education. First of all, the fundamental question of what void in the nation is our education meant to fill? That question hasn't been answered yet since Godesberg left. What void in the nation is our education meant to fill? If we are sending children to school to come back to come and do what? What opportunities, what void, what spaces are they supposed to come and plug? But yet we are sending millions and millions through, and we are gloating on the numbers rather than the effect. Oh, 2 million went, 600,000 went, 700,000 went. But the effect, we may be overlooking. To what end? From the formation years of education, there are not enough nurseries in the nation. The teachers for kindergarten, folks, seems to be those at the lower end of education. The ones who have least education seem to be the ones in kindergarten. And at that point where the child's brain is empty, we give them someone who has little exposure to fertilizing. Folks, the teacher can only teach what they know. With all the best intentions, they can only teach what they know. The psychology that the children need, the demand for today's child, the exposure that child needs to have, the etiquette, the courtesy. If you give that child to a teacher who has no knowledge about it, no matter how much love the teacher has, the teacher can't teach. What are we doing about it? Folks, at least half of the schools have no places of convenience. The other half have no access to internet. The other half are struggling for furniture. Send the child through school. 6 years of primary, or maybe 7 years of primary, 3 years of JSS, and they don't encounter a computer. He went to do what? But these are the challenges we face. Folks, the gap between rural schools and city schools, particularly the primary, are just too wide, too huge, which literally condemns the rural child to failure. And these days, the social class line, or, you know, is so sharp, where the underprivileged are not able to mingle with the privileged ones. Privileged ones are on their iPad things. They don't even come out so they can play football with anyone. In our days, it didn't care whether you were rich or poor. We all played football together, played chaskele together, play your decos together. You had to come out and mingle. But the social standing and situations today is deepening this crack. And their future will be very interesting. Very interesting. When they now grow up and they have to share the world. And they've never met before. By this, what I mean is, those who are rich have only mingled with the rich. Those who are poor have only stayed with the poor. But now they have to live together. It's the challenge we face. And we need solutions. Then JSS, folks, which was set up to train the brain, the heart, and the hands. It's not doing that. It's not doing that. To train the brain, the heart, and the hand. It's not doing that. Almighty Free SHS is complaining about the quality that's coming in from JSS. Folks, Dr. Baumia says, I will improve it. Mahama says, I will review it. I don't know what Alan's position is, but it's just too broad and shallow considering what we are facing. Improve and review. We need details and timelines. The universities are saying the quality of students given them from the SHS is just nothing to write home about. Folks, the job market is saying that the universities are churning out, what they are churning out is of no good quality. So they literally have to come and start afresh. Within the universities themselves, folks, things are so rigid that students who are not allowed to do certain courses will travel outside, pursue the same course, come back to the country, qualify, and practice. Ghana University will say, well, you did arts or business, so you can't pursue medicine. Yet the same students will go outside with the same subjects and fulfill their dream of becoming a doctor or a pharmacist or a nurse, whatever. Are we looking to make this flexible? Because the numbers coming in are coming in thick and they're coming in fast. Folks, this phenomenal clerical education. Are there any plans to shift this momentum so people have the pride and actually look for apprenticeship skills, precision skills, quality skills? Are there any plans to shift this momentum? Folks, what and where are the policies? 4 months to time. What and where are the policies, the strategies, the implementation methods? And most importantly, folks, cashews. Where is the money going to come from? How much is it going to cost? And for how long? These are the things that by now we should be discussing, so that we know that if you're going for A or you're going for B, these are the things you're looking at. These are the sacrifices you have to put in to get this, or these are the gains. We need to ask these things. But if we focus all too much on the way I am saying and the personality in a way, in a way we are, we may miss the very vital ingredients or point or reason for which we vote. Folks, what is the point? If we don't demand these details now, what is the point? What will happen is we'll just get angry with one government, put them out with anger, hand over the country to the next, wait till they also mess up, and then we get angry and vote them out, or somebody serves their term, and then we vote them out. The status quo remains. The status quo still remains. Folks, what are our current problems? Every country has peculiar problems. And based on your problems, whilst you're bringing your youth or your children up, you equip them and then solve the problem. What's our problem, folks? Negative mindset, bad work attitude, lies, unnecessary lies, overslept, light off, and my mom was sick. Now I have to rush him to the hospital. You just overslept. Dishonesty. How many people have set up businesses, leave it, come back, and it's just collapsed because the person looking after it feels that they should also be equally as rich as the one who set up the business, and they want to be rich overnight. Shortcutism. Folks, shortcutism, superstition, filth, chaos, noise pollution, general lack of exposure. General lack of exposure. Lack of good quality skills that needed to build the country. We are 7 million houses upside down. 7 million houses upside down. Do we have the artisans and the expertise to build 7 million houses? Do we have railway?
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Engineers to fix the trains when they're broken down. Bauxite, are we training people so that eventually when we mine this bauxite, we have expertise? And is education responding to it? Can anticipation respond to it? If so, how? What's the plan? What's the budget? How long would it take? Maybe now that organized labor is on the move, we have to appeal to them to get the running mates to, you know, tell us we don't want all these big fat manifestos that nobody reads. Sector by sector, McNasty, talk to us in plain English and plain language. What ideas are you bringing on board to move us forward? Because from where we are now, and we cannot go back. You know what I mean? I mean, realistically, should we drop any further back? I mean, people will not survive. Businesses will not survive. They will lay people off. People will cut their medicines. Instead of taking 3 a day, you manage 1 and see if it's going to work. That's the problem. That's the reality. You get a ball of kinky, you split in 2 and eat one and wait and then eat the other half. If you eat it all, you're done for the day. And these realities, sometimes you can be in a certain position, it sounds like a joke, but that's reality for people. And if we don't equalize and bring students out to come and identify this problem and solve it, then we're all going to be in trouble. So we want a plan, simple facts and explanations. Now, I know the issues are broad and varied, but today, folks, we are sticking to education. We are sticking to education today. right? What are some of the answers you need? What are some of the timelines you need? What are some of the reforms you need? Those of you in the education sector, call in. And let's talk education. One day, we'll bring the road sector, we'll bring the agri sector, we'll bring all these other sectors, and then we'll deal with it. So no, these are real hard challenges. And so if you're going to run the country where all these things are going to come, your jurisdiction or your power over these things, what would you do? I'll fix it. Hey, I'll fix it. Doesn't become into my head. Fix it, say. How will you fix it? Where will you get the money to fix it? How long will it take you to fix it? How long will it take you to fix it? And so today, sector by sector, we'll be taking it one sector after the other and asking and demanding, what are the details do you have? And where would you find the money? How would you implement it? Give me a call. Let's talk about it. We're sticking to education. And we're sticking to education. So I know it's broad, but let's stick to education, yeah? So give me a call and let's go. It's 0302216541. 0302216541. If you just tune in, I say we are taking it sector by sector. We need to take our country sector by sector. Everywhere from lands commission, land registry, land management, you know, we take everything. But today we're just doing education. I'm starting with education. And I'm appealing to all of us that we shouldn't get our eye off the ball. Because it's very easy. Start chasing. Oh, he said this. He said that. Oh, where's your driver? Maybe where's your ASA? No. It's taking too much of our time. It's taking too much of our time. Now Agroniform. What do you have for us? And how do you intend to fix it? Nana is on the line. Hello, Nana.
Nana and Dada.
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening. Nana Kwezi.
Yes.
Ah, Nana Kwezi, let me hear you.
My beef with you, you there, let me keep quiet.
Nana, you can't have a beef with me on the anime.
Okay. So you talk about, okay, let's focus on education, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I know that when we're growing up, everybody wants their child to be a lawyer, doctor, and the like. Yes. Mm-hmm. That thing has been doing so well. To the extent that we made it look like having a handiwork, if you have a handiwork, it means that one may be wrong. You see? So right now that we are looking at our education, and I think that thing also has influenced the kind of education system we had, what we inherited from our colonial masters, you know, how much of changes have we done to it to suit us, you know, so we don't just copy blindly.
Let me just add a little bit to the colonization business. You see, they needed plaques at the time, and so they set up the education to come and fill that void.
Yeah.
People to register, cocoa, 10 bags, no register, stay, no register. So they identified, said, this country needs clerks, so let's produce clerks. It's a worker, seven. After Omoko, What have we done?
Exactly the point. You say you are independent. You control your own affairs. So you are in your country. You know what your state is. You know what you need. You know the job kind of job opportunities you have here. What have you done going forward? It looks like it's just the same old thing, being recycled. Recently that the curriculum was changed. It took like 5 or 4 years.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place.
with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.